1919 was the year the trouble all went down. The Defense of the Realm Act was invoked by the Crown. They imposed martial law upon old Limerick Town. They made the local people foot the bill. The local trains and workers' council met for 12 long hours and said, "We will not recognize the British Army's powers. This city is the people's, we reclaim it now as ours. It ever was and shall be ever still.
We are the Limerick Soviets. We only answer to the people's plea. We care no more for their martial law than the British Army curse for you and me. Than the British Army curse for you and me."
Printing workers labored through the darkness of the night to urge the population to resist the army's might. Within 2 hours, the city walls proclaimed a general strike, and Limerick responded to the call. Workers in their thousands were parading through the streets. The Irish Times was horrified and called for their defeat. For the people were in charge now, not the army or elite. So they held the torch of freedom for us all.
We are the Limerick Soviets. We only answer to the people's plea. We care no more for their martial law than the British Army curse for you and me. Than the British Army curse for you and me.
Soviet Limerick, it lasted 2 weeks long. A forgotten revolution, overlooked by history's song. John Cronin and his strike committee's beacon has not gone. It lights the path to justice for us still.
We are the Limerick Soviets. We only answer to the people's plea. We care no more for their martial law than the British Army curse for you and me. Than the British Army curse for you and me. We are the Limerick Soviets. We only answer to the people's plea. We care no more for their martial law than the British Army curse for you and me. Than the British Army curse for you and me.